Stephanie, in just a moment. Welcome and Sunday morning to you. We're glad that you have joined us here at Presbyterian Church of the Covenant in Greensboro, North Carolina. As always, I thank you each for still wearing your mask. We very much appreciate that. Our offering plates are in the back because we're still not passing those along online. But we always ask if you would please leave where you're watching. It's great to see our small community and who all is gathering and joining us from lots of different places, and even your thoughts and questions that you might have as the service goes along and hearing the message as well. So you might already have picked up that the format's going to be a little bit different. That we've already had some amazing prelude music. Stephanie Lindsley is one of my long friends. She and I got to know each other at my last church 16 years ago.
I know.
16 years ago, we hired her to be our director of music, and we worked together for 8 years and had just a wonderful time, and we found that we collaborated very well. And so we're going to share with you one of the pieces put together a while ago today. And so it will be a little bit different format as well. Since we have Stephanie, we've got all of this talent to share with you. So you've already heard that there was a prelude. Today, the scripture, the sermon, and the first poem are all going to be combined, although it's going to be four first songs. We're going to do them all at the same time, and you'll see what I'm talking about that. Before we go offline, there will be a postlude from Stephanie as well. And then afterwards, right after we do the sermon feedback, we're going to sing a hymn together. So we've got a lot of change going on. We'll let you know as we get to each one of them. But I think that this will be a real treat for all of us. So welcome to Stephanie. Welcome to you all, and welcome to those online. Online, I mentioned here our home place in the back. If you'd like to donate and keep us by online, just go to athinkingchurch, that's the letter A, thinkingchurch.org, and there's a donate button in the top right hand corner. We appreciate that very much. With that said, I believe we're going to begin the scripture and the sermon and some songs. So at one time or another, we have all been lost. We've headed off down the road. Well, we never should have been on. Sometimes it starts in middle school, hanging out with the wrong crowd, or in college as we explore newfound freedoms. Later in life, after bad relationships, or because we thought we missed out when we were younger, or because we feel like we're getting old. There's lots of reasons we head down off the down roads that are the wrong roads. But sometimes it turns out that even those who seem to be doing the right thing are lost. Now, if you're not really sure what I'm saying, put it this way, there's this old saying from J.R.R. Tolkien, goes, not all who wander are lost. Well, all I'm saying is that not all who are lost wander. But that's a little bit later in this story. Right now, I'd like to start at the beginning of the story. Not the story of the prodigal son, as we've all heard it called before, but the story of what I like to call the lost sons. And to do it, I'm going to need a little bit of help. So first off, I'm going to actually use a little interpretation of the interpretation, not translation. It's called the Cotton Patch Bible. But I'm also going to switch it up and throw some of my own words and thoughts into it. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about today. I just don't think that my words or the words of the Cotton Patch can do the emotional parts of the story any justice. So we're going to toss in some music to help me out. You see, what I'm going to be telling you about the physical journey of the story, Stephanie and the songs she sings are going to be telling you about the emotional journey that happened right alongside of it. So, with all of that said, the story of the lost sons. Jesus said, a man had two sons. The young man said to his father, Dad, I want you to give me my share of the family business. So, his dad split up the business between his two sons. Long after that, the younger son packed up all of his stuff and took out for the big city of lights and glitter. Now, I know that this young man made the choice on his own, and I know he really believed that the world was his oyster. But like I said, I think all of us have been lost at one time or another, so we all know about the insecurity that doing something new can bring, that seed of doubt. It sneaks in at times and makes us feel isolated and alone, even if it's only for a moment. So, I can't help but wonder what it felt like for him. After the thrill and the excitement of leaning home for something bigger and better, after all that had worn off, I can't help but wonder what it might have felt like somewhere in the middle. When the big city was that he was going to was just as far away as the home that he left. I can't help but wonder what he might have been thinking on that long and lonesome road, just as the sun was setting and he had to make camp. Not at home, not in the city of light and glitter. Can't help but wonder what that part of the road was like. Walk down that lonesome road all by yourself. Don't turn your head back over your shoulder. And only stop to rest yourself when the silver moon is shining high above the trees. If I had stopped to listen once or twice, if I had closed outside of the city. You know what his job was? His job was feeding the pigs. And get this. He was hungry enough that he'd fill up on the slop of the hogs were eating. Because nobody was willing to give him a handout or even a hand up. One day while picking out the juicy bits from the hog slop, it hit him just how low he had sunk. He thought about how he basically stolen from his dad and squandered it all away. Sitting there in the mud, feeling like he was 1,000 miles from where he should be, he prayed grace for wholeness, for change, for a way home. Thank you. Now, that's when I did a bold emotion. Where it came from, he couldn't really say. Some people claim God was already answering his call. The thought was this. A lot of my father's hired hands have more than enough bread to eat. And I'm out here starving in this depression. I'm going to get up and go to my father and say, Dad, I sinned against God and you, and am no longer fit to be called your son. Just make me one of your hired hands. So he got up. He began his journey home. Home to his father. And with each step, his heart lightened, but it still ached too. With each step, his longing to be home grew. Longing to lay in the grass where he and his brother once would play, to sit around the family table for the evening meal, to warm his feet next to the fire.
Just to find out your heart, you need to play.
His father was a wealthy man. Man of influence and means. And in those days, such men were well reserved. In a way that wasn't reserved, spoke poorly of you. It said something about who you really were. Running in robes, for instance, would be entirely. Here's the thing, though. When that boy was coming down the road, the one who had squandered away the wealth of his father and that his father had given him, when he was just barely in eyesight, that old man set out down the road, dressed in robes, in a sprint that reminded you of a man some 30 years younger. Before he even got to his son, he was moved to tears. He ran to him and he hugged him and he kissed him. And then, just like he had been rehearsing, the boy said, "Dad, I have sinned against God and you, and I'm not fit for your son anymore." And before the son could even have a chance to ask for forgiveness, the father said to his servants, "You all run and get the best robe you can find and put it on him. Get the family ring for him, shoot good dress shoes for his feet, and I want you to bring that stall-fed steer and butcher it, and let's eat and dance and celebrate because the son of mine was given for dead. He's still alive. He was lost. Now he's found." It was a wonderful day. Now it was more than a wonderful day. And that may seem like a good place to end this tale, to sing our final song and to finish out the service. But there's more to this story than meets the eye. If you remember, I started off by saying that not all who are lost wander. And that this was the father of two sons. We also said that this is the story of the lost sons. And that's plural, y'all. So before we sing that last song, let's get to the last tale. You see, when all of this was happening, the older son was out in the field. And when he came in from the field and almost got home, he heard the music and the dancing. And he called one of the stable boys over and asked him, what in the world is going on up there? The boy said, "Why, your brother has come home and your daddy butchered the stall-fed steer, and because he got him back, sound is celebrating." Well, hearing that, the second brother blew his top. He would not go to the party. So his father went out and just pleaded with him. But he answered his father. He said, "Look, all these years, I worked hard for you. And never once went contrary to your order, to your word. And yet, at no time have you ever given me so much as a baby goat to pitch a party for my friends. But when this son of yours, who I might add, has squandered his part of the family's business, gambling and on women and all sorts of trouble, when he comes home, you butcher the stall-fed steer for him?" But his father said to him, "My boy, my dear boy, you are with me all the time, and what's mine is yours. But I can't help getting happy and celebrating because this brother of yours was dead and is alive. He was lost and he's been found." It wasn't until the second brother understood that nothing is more important than love. Not money, not hard work, not bitterness, not pride. It wasn't until he had learned that love is for everyone, the sinners, the saints. It wasn't until that moment that everyone who was found. Now that was a wonderful day, a more than wonderful day. And I think it's time to sing that last song now. Idea out here earlier this week, and she had no idea what songs that she'd be needing to do. And the last song, I reminded her about yesterday when we were rehearsing. I was like, "Oh, could we do that song too?" So just thank you so much for everything you did. I appreciate it so much. We do now enter into a time in our service which is more inward turn, opportunity to pray, or you can consider it meditation. Some folks just might want to breathe in deeply and listen to words and see if something connects with you. But let's do bow our heads together. May we continue to learn to work within this world as messengers of reconciling love, as people practice grace. We celebrate with joy the things that bring us back together. And in this moment, we remember all those who have broken their parents' hearts or the hearts of people who care about them. We remember those who have wounded themselves and those around them. May they return home safely. And may the hearts of the brokenhearted rejoice and be made glad again. We pray today for those who have misused the name of God and who have hurt humanity. May we continue to learn to work within this world as messengers
of reconciling love to people who practice grace. Amen. I'll ask you if you'd play us another song, please. Remind you, I'm going to give a blessing, and then second, have a postlude for us. I'll ask you to remain seated. After that, we'll stop our online broadcast. We'll come back to us, discussion of the message, a hymn together, and then our final announcements. So do receive this blessing. May you know love and happiness throughout your life, and may the words and actions of your life share that love and happiness with all those you meet.
Love is real. Real is love. Love is reaching. Reaching love. Love is asking. Love is you. Thank you.